Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we will be featuring a pre-recorded interview with the author of The Life and Letters of Sakumoto Ryoma by Alex Pappas. Now, this is Alex's first book, and we're going to find out how this white guy got into Japanese history. We'll also have a segment from John in the House, and of course, songs from local artists and more. Let's start the show with a band called Like Whatever. I know you kind of have to say it with a little attitude. They recently recorded a Studio 6 session here at the radio station. So be sure to follow the CJSF 90.1 FM YouTube channel to see when it's out. So you could check out your homies. This first song is called Homies by Like Whatever on CJSF.
Stay.
CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. Nice to meet you. I'm Alex Pappas, business analyst at Simon Fraser University.
Excellent. And you speak fluent Japanese. Please introduce yourself in Japanese.
Sure thing. Ja, minasan, konnichiwa. Pappas, Alex to moshimasu. Yoroshiku onegai itashimasu.
Sugoi desu ne. Right behind you, we have the cherry blossoms. Yes, they were a gift from Japan to Canada. Yes, all right. And tell me what you do here at SFU.
Sure. So as a business analyst, I work very closely with the customer service, finance, real estate teams to improve our service delivery to the stakeholders across the university.
And you lived in Japan.
I did, yeah. I lived there for 6 years, from 2010 to 2016. And in fact, I came here from Japan to start my career at Simon Fraser University, from where I worked as a communications consultant in Tokyo. But I go back every 3 months or so. I still have clients over there, and I do some piecemeal and contract work every now and then.
Oh, fantastic. All right, and I love how you bring the Japanese culture here to the workplace, because we just had a potluck. What did you make?
Yeah, that's right. I made inari sushi. So inari sushi is essentially a tofu that is cooked and sweetened a little bit. And on the inside, you've got a rice with goma, which is sesame seed, is put in there. It's really easy to eat. There's not too many people who will complain about the, you know, raw fish or anything. It's just tofu and rice, very easy to eat for all diets. And yeah, it's delicious, I think.
And what are some of your favorite Japanese foods?
Well, of course, you know, you have to say sushi and sashimi, of course, are some of my favorites. But to be honest with you, my favorite food is udon.
Udon.
I love udon, especially mentaiko udon, which is like cod roe. It's a little bit spicy. Udon is great. You can have it cold in the summer, warm in the winter. There's so many flavors and things that you can do with udon. I make it at home, sometimes from the dough, from scratch, which is a great process. It's just delicious. I love udon. Couldn't live life without it.
Amazing.
And rice. I gotta say, I also love rice as well. Just a bowl of rice, some natto. That's great stuff.
We weren't able to go to the radio station today, but if we did, you were gonna sing karaoke.
Yeah, that's sure. Yeah. Ue homuite aruko. I can't sing, but I do love to just maybe belt a tune or so in the shower, or after maybe a couple of beers at the karaoke pub.
Namida ga kobore nai yo. きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜、一人ぼっちの夜。
Wrote a book. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I did. Published in 2024 by Amazon. The book is called The Life and Letters of Sakamoto Ryoma, which takes a look at the life of one of Japan's most famous and celebrated historical icons, not so well known in the West, which is really surprising. I guess he might be analogous to like Alexander Hamilton or that, if you know your American history. But a fascinating individual. And the book that I wrote encompasses a lot of the letters that he wrote during his lifetime, but that others wrote as well. And so we tell the story of the end of the Edo period, which is a pretty tumultuous time where Japan is having a number of problems. They've got financial problems, stagnant salaries, they have food shortages and famines, and so there's uprising in the populace. It's a very tumultuous time in Japan. And in the middle of that come the foreigners, the Westerners, who knock on the door proverbially and say, you need to open up now. We need to open yourself up, because at that time Japan is in the Sakoku, which is called closed country. They don't allow foreign trade or very little of it. They limit it. And so now Japan is going through an existential crisis. And where Sakamoto Ryoma is essentially born into this situation and grows up and helps guide the vision for Japan's transformation from a feudal, samurai-run or military dictatorship to ostensibly a democratic, parliamentary-driven government.
Oh,
Where can people purchase this book?
You can find it on Amazon. It's also at the Nikkei Center if you're here in Burnaby. They've got copies of it. And if you're in Japan, it's available at a number of museums as well.
Is there any shout-outs you'd like to give?
And just a shout-out to everyone at Facility Services. Thanks so much for putting up with me and all the conversations on Japanese history and everything else that seems to come up from now and then. It's great. SFU is a great place to work.
All right. So what can people that are watching in Japan, when they want to visit Vancouver, where can you tell them to go sightsee?
Well, of course, the nature here in Vancouver is phenomenal. You've got the mountain range, you've got everything. I would recommend taking a drive on the Sea to Sky Highway. It absolutely is jaw-dropping from the mountains and the water. There's just nothing like it. It's spectacular. So I'd recommend that. Maybe drive up to Squamish or somewhere like that. You'll love it.
Thank you, Alex, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Vancouver. You're so pretty, why can't you be sunny all year round? Hey, hey, hey. Vancouver, you're my city, I've had great love affairs all over town. When my heart is wrecked, I'll race to the nature's deck, swim naked under the cliffs and my fellow nudists. I'll happily wait in line by the island sign for a sip of sake and Oyama pot. I'll even go to the giant birdcage at the top of Canby Hill, get stoned in the tropical zone, talk to the birdies all day, all day, till I can stroll Chinatown without her roaming my mind. Love me with your beauty, Vancouver, till I think of her no more. Oh, Vancouver. School's out, the sun's out, all rays, no rain, everybody out. School's out when the sun's out, high waves got you humming down the house sound. School's out when the sun's out, all rays, no rain, everybody out. School's out when the sun's out, high waves got you humming down the house sound. Vancouver, don't you tease me with a ray of sun, that I know better for once. Here I go again, I get high on the stream of light, then out of sight, drip, 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 you spit in my face. Sometimes I hate that you're my home base. You could be kinder, bitter reminder of broken and breakers, tatted on your curves. Ooh, she's tatted on your curves. Train tracks in her laughs, see you all in real talk. Don't remind me.
Christine Lee with Vancouver. And during Alex's interview, we played the original Sukiyaki by Kyu Sakamoto and the Wagaki Band and Amy Lee's Bring Me Back to Life. That was an amazing version of that song. All right, now, who's listening right now and grew up in the 80s? I'm talking to you, Gen X. Well, remember that song by Tiffany? I think we're alone now. Well, guess what? Tiffany is not the original singer. It was Tommy James and the Shondells in 1967. And Lenny Lovitch did a cover in 1978. And she's coming to the Rickshaw October 11th. Interesting fact, she also covered it in German and Japanese. But we're going to play the English version right here on CJSF. Super fun song by Lenny Lovitch. All right, next up we have a segment from co-host John in the House.
Thank you, DJ Mehdi. This is John in the House's weekly segment, What is On in Vancouver's live music scene this week from Thursday, June the 26th through to July 3rd. Let's look on Facebook events to see what's on this week. Thursday at 7:30 p.m., Ryan Shane Owen with Stone Hawker at the Ballardi Stone in Vancouver. Tuesday, July the 1st at 5:30 p.m., the Reviberators at 1531 Johnson Street. Sunday, June the 29th, Daniel Dorksen Band at the Tyrant Studio. You have to go see that guy perform. He's just an awesome singer. I know him very well, and I recommend to go support his Sunday show at the Tyrant Studios. Today at 9 p.m., the Vancouver International Jazz Festival presents Just a Season at No. 1 Alexander Street. Tuesday, July 1st, 8:15 p.m., Cowboy Bebop Band at 1531 Johnson Street. Saturday, July 5th, 7 p.m., Midnight Cruiser with Sonny and the Dude, Modern Angel, at the Fox Cabaret. This Friday at 7 p.m., Theo Blue with Mandy Lay and Kiara Joan at the Portside Pub in Vancouver. Thursday, July 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Vibrant Shades with Tor Fosa and Dylan Walker at the Ballarney Stone. This Thursday at 9:30 p.m., the Vancouver International Jazz Festival presents Ground Up, featuring Lowdown Brass Band at the number one Alexander Street, Friday, July 4th at 7 p.m. That Elvis at 932 Bramble Street, Saturday, July 5th at 10 p.m. Susanna Williams Live at number one Alexander. Well, that looks about it for Facebook events. Let's just scroll through, look for some other interesting ones. This Friday at 6 p.m., Creeping Death and Cruelty Port Upon Stone and Dying Remains. That's at the Kingsway Club at 395 Kingsway. It looks like a metal show, so definitely check that out. Let's see what's coming up at the fabulous Roxy Cabaret this week. Thursday, June the 26th, Jesse and the Black Sheep with PHROG. I guess you say frog. At the Roxy Cabaret, doors at 8 p.m., $12 advance, $15 at the door. All proceeds go to the band's admission is for the entire night. 19 plus, Friday, June the 27th, the Shindigs with Four Quarter Boulevard. Doors at 7 p.m., $12 advance, and $10 at the door. Saturday, June the 28th, Nine Narrows with The In Between. Doors at 7 p.m., $12 advance, and $16 at the door. Wednesday, July the 2nd, the Roxy and Live Acts Canada present Dead Authors with The Coyotes. Doors at 8 p.m., $12 advance, and $15 at the door. Friday, July 4th, That Elvis. Doors at 7 p.m., $12 advance, and $16 at the door. Saturday, July the 5th, next week, Drew Story. Doors at 7 p.m., $12 advance, and $16 at the door. Again, all proceeds go to the bands. The admission is for the entire night. 19 plus for entry, because at the Roxy, they have fabulous house bands, five of them to choose from. So the party goes on till like 3 o'clock in the morning. You'll have to check that out and enjoy your entertainment at the Roxy. I have a few of my shows that I want to promote as well. At the Club 240, this Friday, June the 27th, Fast Times. They're an 80s rock experience. I've seen them a few times, and it's a great party. I even got a little blow-up Strat guitar. Friday, July 4th, it's a rock and roll show with Rock Voodoo and his guest, Brother G. Come and support the local music at Club 240. Saturday, July 5th, the same weekend, Mashtown. They're a tribute to early Motown, and they're just an amazing act. I saw them up at the Wolf last weekend. I was booked them a show there. Come and support them at the Club 240, Saturday, July 5th. Saturday, July 12th, well, it's my metal show. Metal Music Saturdays is all right for moshing. Headline, Cull Human, Ruin, R-U-N, spelled R, colon, lowercase,